This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The National LGBTI Health Alliance held its 8th conference, Health Indifference 2013, Our Bodies, Our Minds, in Melbourne in April 2013. Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station for our diverse communities, is proud to partner with the Alliance to bring you this recording of the 2013 conference.
Our first presenter for this morning's plenary is Kate Carnell, the CEO of Beyond Blue. Kate was appointed Chief Executive Officer at Beyond Blue in 2012 and has been a Director of Beyond Blue since 2008. Beyond Blue is a national, independent, not-for-profit organisation working to address issues associated with depression and anxiety. Previously, Kate was the CEO of the Australian Food and Grocery Council and the Australian General Practice Network is a pharmacist by profession. Ms. Carnell was elected to the ACT Legislative Assembly in 1992 and was elected Chief Minister in March 1995 and re-elected in 1998. Ms. Carnell was appointed an Officer of the Order of Australia in 2006 for her services to community through contributions to economic development and the medical sector. Please welcome Kate.
I hate those introductions. We've got to do something about it. Look, it's such a pleasure to be here today. I too would like to start by acknowledging the elders, past and present, and the traditional custodials of the land that we're having this meeting on today. But I'd also like to acknowledge my fellow panellists as well, Danny and Barry and Gina. Now, the reason I'd like to do that is that they've all been instrumental in one way or another with the Beyond Blue Stop, Think, Respect campaign, and I'd like to thank you all, from Gina at the end, who was up front telling her story, but for Barry and Danny for all the input that you gave us over the time. And of course, there's a lot of others in the audience that did the same, so thank you all for all of your input to Beyond Blue. You know, Beyond Blue's lucky in lots of ways. One of the things I think that we're luckiest about is that we have a very, very clear vision, a mandate, shall we say, on what we do. And what we do every day is focus on making a difference in the lives of those people who are affected by depression, anxiety, or suicide in the community. So we have, a rule in the organisation that if the projects that we're thinking of, the plans that we've got, don't quite overtly address that issue, we simply don't do them. And that gives us a very, very real focus. But I'd have to say, when you have a look at the issues in Australia surrounding depression and anxiety, and of course suicide as well, that gives us a pretty wide set of areas to focus on. And that's the reason that we have focused significantly in the GLBTI community, because as you would know, the statistics of the prevalence of depression, anxiety and suicidality in the community is significantly higher than that of the Australian community more broadly. And when you have a look at the statistics broadly in the community, about one in four, some people would say one in three, Australians will experience depression or anxiety or an associated disorder at some stage in their lives. And our statistics would show, the work that we did with La Trobe University in Private Lives over the last few years, and I think we launched that almost exactly 12 months ago, actually, Private Lives 2, showed that the incidence in the GLBTI community was between double and three times that of the community more broadly. So today, our statistics would show that 1 million Australians are experiencing depression, about 2 million Australians are experiencing an anxiety disorder, and the statistics in the GLBTI community are two to three times that, which shows the reason that Beyond Blue feels very strongly that our relationship with the community is incredibly important, and it's one that we I suppose, hold very dearly. And we, I'll again say thank you so much for partnering with us over the last few years to develop the Stop, Think, Respect campaign, which will be ongoing. So the sorts of things I'd like to talk about this morning, well, I'm going to talk about two things particularly. The first one thing is partnerships and how important they are to Beyond Blue, and also, secondly, the issues of change and just how hard it is to change attitudes in a community, but how it is possible. And I think that we've got a few good examples of that. Beyond Blue is absolutely committed in the way we operate to partner with various people in the community or various groups in the community, which is the reason we're a very proud member of the National LGBTI Health Alliance. And we're really proud to be able to sponsor the conference today. Now, the reason Beyond Blue operates that way is we're a national organisation. And we do a very large amount of things in various communities. We run very large campaigns. We are involved with older Australians, Indigenous Australians, a range of different groups. But we only have one little office at Hawthorne, and our staff, a number of who are here today, work very hard. But it is those partnerships that allow us really to ground our work on the experiences of the people who actually know something about the area that we're working with. So looking at how we ensure that we have good evidence, that's the reason we work with universities such as La Trobe, to make sure that what we do is evidence-based, and then with the communities themselves that have lived experience or actually understand the area, is the basis, well, is our modus operandi, you could say. That's how we work as an organisation. So the National LGBTI Health Alliance and other organisations that we've worked with are pretty fundamental to getting our programs and our projects right. Many of you, well, I mentioned earlier, Gina sitting up at the end, that she was front and centre, I said. Well, that meant that Gina, and I think Sally's down there, and a few others who are involved in our Real Life Stories campaign, which is part of the Stop, Think, Respect campaign. So up at the top, there's the left-handed approach, which, of course, is aimed at the community more broadly. In other words, it's aimed at... Actually, young men in this case, aged 14 to 18, because when we did our research, the issues of discrimination in schools showed that that was a really hotbed of discrimination for young GLBTI people in the school environment. So aiming at that particular group was an important area. But then underneath that, or to the side of that, I shouldn't say underneath, we have the Real Life Stories campaign as well. And together they produce, I suppose, the overarching Stop, Think, Respect approach. Gina told her story, as did Sally and Rob and Marley and Shane and Annalise. And we're looking at broadening that over the next little while to have more real life stories. And the reason for that is that our evidence, back to evidence again, everything Beyond Blue does, we try to make evidence based, is that people telling their own stories is by far the most potent way of getting people to change their attitudes. Much better than, you know, the dot points on the slides or the brochures or the academic pieces of work, although they are all important and we do them all. So telling your own stories is a way really of changing people's attitudes. And, you know, when I looked at the stories, Annalise, Shane, Marley, Rob, Sally, Gina's story, I learnt something from every single one of those stories. And I work in this area. So for people who don't work in the space, who, you know, don't have the level of knowledge that, say, I do or people at Beyond Blue do, I learned a lot. So I can imagine just how important those stories are. Now, they've been downloaded over 22,000 times. So it shows that there's lots of people who are actually looking at them. The left-hand YouTube clip has been downloaded nearly 500,000 times, which again shows that there's very real interest in the community more broadly in those spaces. The message that we're trying to run, or that underpins all of this, is why should I be made to feel like crap simply for being who I am? You know, that's the message that comes out of the left-handed campaign. And when you take that the next step, and Beyond Blue is certainly planning to do this, and that's focus on discrimination generally. In other words, why would we ever discriminate against anybody simply for being who they are? It's a strong message, isn't it? And certainly important in the GLBTI community, but also important in a range of other areas in our community where we still have varying levels of discrimination, basically against people simply for being who they are. As a society, Beyond Blue will be working hard, hopefully, and I'm sure with you, to ensure that we just have zero tolerance for that. It is not acceptable. And again, back to evidence for a moment. The evidence shows so strongly that discrimination is a very real cause, direct cause, of depression, anxiety, and even suicide, as we know. I don't believe that Australians generally realise the impact that discrimination has on other people. I think it's just something they haven't thought enough about. And certainly we will be working very closely with you to ensure that we continue to push that line and to continue to ensure that, well, I suppose the issue is discrimination should have zero tolerance in this country. And on the basis, we'll talk about change in a minute, I believe that's possible to achieve and not... And very much in the next 10 years or so. Now, that sounds like a long time, but it's not that long, and we're starting to make a difference already. Back to partnerships for a moment. We work in a range of different ways. Obviously, we work with the LGBTI Health Alliance, but we also work with a range of people who have become part of a group that we call Blue Voices. Blue Voices now have something like 1,500 people who have a personal experience of depression and anxiety, and that group is continuing to grow. Now, we do have a small number of people from the GLBTI community who are active in the Blue Voices space, but we need a lot more. So one of my calls to action today from you is for those of you who have got a personal experience of depression or anxiety and anxiety, we'd really love you to become part of our Blue Voices group. Now, what we use Blue Voices for is to consult them on a whole range of different things. Beyond Blue would never put out a campaign or a brochure or even a submission to government in many cases without running it past people who have lived experience. Now, we've used people like Barry and others to give us feedback on the Stop, Think, Respect campaign. There's probably a number of you who are part of that reference group. The Blue Voices group is a broader-based group that we use for the same sort of purpose, but on a whole range of different areas. And it's really important for us that Blue Voices has a range of different people with different life experiences on it, as well as sharing the view or sharing the experience that they have experienced depression or anxiety. Blue Voices members also are great volunteers for us. Now, you don't have to be a Blue Voices member to be a volunteer, and I'll talk a bit more in a minute about our new website. But we do use volunteers a lot for our various campaigns. As you know, Beyond Blue has supported the Pride marches, Pride festivals right around Australia. And to do that, we need volunteers to give us a hand. We this year marched at the Mardi Gras in Sydney for the first time, which I have to say was a fantastic experience for me and I think for everybody who was involved. And we also marched just down at the corner, down there, in the Pride March here, which was, again, a great experience for me and others. But we need volunteers to be part of that. Beyond Blue has a range of what we say new ways of engaging with communities. Just in the last 2 weeks, we've launched our new website. And for those of you who haven't seen it, please go and have a look. It's so much better. It needed to be, by the way, but it's great. And through that website, we now have a range of community forums that you can become part of to talk to other people of similar interests to you. There's a capacity to ask questions, which health professionals will answer. There's also the share your stories part of the website, and that's all pretty easy to find. But the thing that we're really excited about is our new support service. Our new support service brings together the old Beyond Blue info line and our website. And so now you'll be able to make a telephone call using the old Beyond Blue info line number. And as part of that, you'll get a counselling service as well. Now, it's only a short-term counselling service. It's really about directed self-help. It's not something that you can come back and make appointments. We won't take your name and address, so it's an anonymous approach. But we do now have mental health professionals will be there to provide some short-term counselling as well as information generally. There's also an email service, so you can use email. But excitingly, and just launched in the last 2 weeks, we now have a web chat operation, which you can get to off the back of our new website. We've been pretty blown away, I have to say, with the web service. We're getting about double the number of people that we actually expected. So if you end up waiting a little while, just give us a little bit of time to up our capacity in the space. With these new services, we're really looking forward to linking with the new national GLBTI phone and web-based counselling service that we just heard about. So we really see these sorts of services working together to make sure that we're not in the business of duplication. But, you know, there's a huge amount of need out there. And I'm sure that as partners in this space that we'll be able to do a great amount of work together. Beyond Blue's major focus in the next little while will be on stigma. I'm going to talk for a moment about change, as I said I would earlier. You know, 10 years ago or 12 years ago when Beyond Blue started, people didn't talk about depression, did they? Not much. Now they do. And when I said before, change takes time, it does, but it can be done if you focus. And I think that the fact that we as a community now do talk a lot about depression shows that that change can happen. But what we haven't moved as far as we've moved awareness of depression is the stigma associated with depression, anxiety, and of course, as you know, in the GLBTI community, issues surrounding sexuality or gender preference. So we will be focusing very significantly in that in the stigma space. Just a quick little. I mean, you'll think I'm really stupid now, but I'll let you into a really stupid story, or stupid about me. I was chief minister and in politics for a long time, and I learnt something every single day in that job. It was a fantastic job. I was so blessed to have it. But one particular time, I had a group of people from the transsex community in the ACT came to see me. And I'd met them before, so I knew them, about driver's licences. And it had just never dawned upon me that the ACT legislation didn't allow people to change the sex on their driver's licence. And this was a huge problem. Wasn't I stupid not to have known that? And it took us quite a bit of time to change. Well, we did change the legislation, and it was great. But it shows even people who are well-intentioned, and I have to say I was well-intentioned, to do the right thing, had just never dawned upon me just the level of stigma and discrimination that exists in really strange places. In other words, our area of government that looked after that just couldn't get their head around the fact people may need to change the sex on their driver's licence. It seemed totally obvious to me, but it just shows a real life story of discrimination and stigma in our community that I hadn't really known about. Look, I wanted to finish about change. I've just said change is possible. We all know that. But it does take a long time. Our GLBTI approach, our Stop, Think, Respect campaign will continue. At the moment, we've spent a lot of money on ads, and so that's sort of coming off a little bit. But we will be focusing on real life stories. We will be continuing to talk with Movember about how we'll have more ads, more digital ads. We're doing an evaluation right now on the campaign to see what worked and what hasn't, so where we should be putting dollars in the future. We will continue our efforts in that space. I'm going to finish right now. So again, thank you for your support. I can guarantee to you that Beyond Blue will continue to do the work we've been doing over the last little while. I can guarantee that we will continue to learn, that we'll continue to work to achieve that change. And for many of you, you will have already gone to the Beyond Blue stall outside. Go out there and have a look if you haven't. We've got a lot of resources in that space. Look at the real life stories. If you think you'd like to be part of that, please put your hand up. As I said, they work. They're important. Please fill out the shout survey. Beyond Blue is working with the Alliance on, and also speak to Megan Andrews, the staff that I've got here today. We really seriously want to make a difference in this space, and we can only do it with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. And with that, we have question time and already some eager hands up. I'll ask you to move to the microphones that you can see around the room if you have a question. Yep.
My name is Edwina Keelan. I am Ngāti Porou from New Zealand. My postcode is Stanmore, New South Wales 2048. I am a TAFE student at Petersham, Crystal Street. I graduate this year and volunteer tutor numeracy literacy set skills, and I'm also a factory worker for Factory Disability Services Australia for 6 years in Mascot near the airport. I am a member of the All Nations Housing Co-op Transgender Trying Its Best to Access Housing from Common Equities New South Wales to Escape Discrimination and Homelessness. I'd like to applaud Beyond Blue posters. I think they would look great in the workplace. Great stuff. It'll look it looks really professional.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for that, because it was one of the things I forgot to say in my speech, that the next phase of the program, again subject to the evaluation, is going to be focusing the campaign on actual settings such as workplaces, schools, and settings where we believe that there is discrimination, which is lots of settings, really. So it's great to hear say that, because we really will be focusing on schools and workplaces and other settings where we believe that this can really make a difference. So thank you for that.
And meanwhile, I think some of the posters are outside if you want to go postering anywhere.
Oh, yeah, they're available. Very happy for you to go and put them up.
And for the question, another?
Barbara Clark. I feel like I have a mental boil that needs to be lanced. Kate, I've heard your talk today about the productive partnerships with La Trobe on research, and from your presentation today, I can tell that you are enthusiastic about LGBTI issues. There have been other members of your organisation in the past who are not quite so positively disposed to us. And I'm wondering if you can assure us that every member of Beyond Blue is aligned with your thinking, and if not, how this affects your operation.
Look, thanks for that, and it's probably important to let's just talk about Jeff. Can I tell you, it's been, you know how I said in my speech that, you know, we all learn something new every day. And it's been absolutely stunning to see Jeff's transformation on this. As you know, Jeff has come out in favour of gay marriage. Jeff has come out in a whole range of different ways. And the reason is, Jeff comes from a very conservative, middle class, you know, sort of background. He's in his mid-60s, you know, sort of had a bit of time in the army. You know, that's just Jeff. Jeff just hadn't been exposed, really, to the issues that you guys deal with every day through his life. It's just the truth. So once, when the little, somewhat big issues sort of came up the year before last, when he made some comments that weren't acceptable, but they were the ones that were just his space. He's learned a lot. And what he says now is, look, you know, I'm this sort of bloke who comes from this sort of background, but the comments that he's made publicly are, look, I accept that everyone has a right to be happy. Everyone has a right to be who they are. The campaign about, you know, why make people feel like crap simply for being who they are, Jeff loves. He's just, you know, he just thinks it's absolutely the right way to go. So he's not saying that he's fundamentally changed as a human being. But what he is saying is he gets it now, and he does see that everyone has a right to be happy. Everyone has a right to live in a society with no discrimination. I think Jeff making comments about gay marriage, Jeff making those comments is incredibly important, because there's lots of Australians like Jeff that come from Jeff's sort of background and whatever. Let's not expect Jeff to be someone he's not, because we don't expect anyone to do that. But let's embrace the fact he's changed a lot and has made some comments that have changed other people's attitudes. So it's interesting. It shows that everyone can change if they're exposed to the information and they can learn, and he's learned.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Next question.
Congratulations. It was a wonderful session this morning. So thanks, Kate and Barry and Gina. I'm from Romeo Communities Tasmania. We try to make the LGBTI Alliance present in isolated and rural areas. And it was interesting, Barry, your comments about being grounded and the importance of location and community. One of the difficulties that we have is that the most isolated and rural areas are the most prevalent in terms of old cultures and discrimination. There are also areas where there are no resources, the very few resources in terms of special resources. So in a sense, we have to, through our four regional committees, move out of specialised services into mainstream services. And we think that's a very positive move. However, my question really is to Kate, and it's related to the previous question about what are the dangers in terms of the LGBTI community becoming reliant on mainstream organisations that provide the services that we need, and obviously Beyond Blue has moved from a position of some hostility and to a position now where you are a mainstream organisation that is most significant. So how does that process happen? What can we do to help it in the way that we have to? And what are the dangers?
It's a bit of a meaning of life question, but look, I think it's absolutely essential for GLBTI organisations to, I think, do... a lot of the things that Barry talked about before, and that's be confident in the space. I mean, you know, certainly there's a whole range of issues that need to be addressed, that need to be addressed in a positive way, that need to be that need to address wellness, need to address confidence, need to address all those things. But the thing that will make the change work most efficiently is working with mainstream organisations to make this just part of what we do as a community, not have us and them. Us and them is never going to work in this space. It's really about GLBTI people being a part of the community, just like any other part of the community, with needs, just like other parts of the community have needs. So important to have the organisations that represent you across the board, but really important to embrace mainstream organisations so that it is seen as just part of what we do as a society. But Barry might have a view on that too. Do you want to?
Oh, no, I've said enough.
I've never heard Barry say that.
It's morning tea time.
a motive. Kate, did you have a last thing to say?
No, look, that's fine. But quite seriously, it's when you start seeing the change in people like Jeff, you know, Barry O'Farrell, you know, a whole range of people that you wouldn't expect to be saying the things they were. You can say, hey, we're starting to make a difference. You know, it's starting to change. And of course, New Zealand this week was fantastic. Yeah.
Please keep your clapping to thank our participants, and we have a thank you gift for those who haven't already received one.
You have been listening to a recording from the Health in Difference 2013 conference held in Melbourne in April 2013. For more information about the National LGBTI Health Alliance, head to lgbtihealth.org.au. And for more information on Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station for our diverse communities, explore joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.